USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Black Lives Matter activist who was seen storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was charged, the Department of Justice said on Thursday. John Earl Sullivan telling FBI agents he was at the Capitol when the breach happened. He said he entered through a window that had been broken out. Video shows Sullivan telling U.S. Capitol police officers to stand down so they won't get hurt and saying he has a knife. President-elect Joe Biden unveiling a massive COVID-19 stimulus proposal in a primetime address.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The National Mall in Washington, D.C. will be off limits to the public on Inauguration Day. Security measures being put in place in the nation's capital after riots and violence took place last week at the Capitol. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News it's not uncommon to have threats around Inauguration Day.
Well, during my 21 years with the FBI, I saw a number of inaugurations, and there's always individuals from different ideological groups that either make threats or make notice that they plan to do some type of demonstration or protest. And in response to that, law enforcement has to be prepared, no matter who's making the threat or potentially the impact of that threat.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime address at 7:15 Eastern Time tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More guest hosts are being announced on a popular game show.
A larger list of upcoming guest hosts for Jeopardy has been announced after Pro Bowl quarterback Aaron Rodgers leaked the news that he would be a guest host on the show. Producers announcing Wednesday that journalist Katie Couric, actress Maya Bialik, and 60 Minutes correspondent Bill Whitaker will also draw guest host duties, with more names to be announced later in the season. Former champion Ken Jennings is currently guest hosting the show, his first episodes airing this week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy has died in Las Vegas.
Siegfried Fischbacher, the surviving member of the famed entertainment duo Siegfried and Roy, has died.
The first rule of magic is never reveal your secrets. Tonight, we're gonna break that rule and tell you our biggest secret.
The legendary performers changed the face of the Las Vegas Strip with their impressive illusions and white tiger taming acts in a career that spanned 50 years. Fischbacher's partner, Roy Horn, died in May after suffering from complications of COVID-19 at the age of 75. Funeral services for Fischbacher will be private, with plans for a public memorial in the future. Siegfried Fischbacher died Wednesday in Las Vegas from pancreatic cancer at the age of 81. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.